Classic Hits K-Wing 106. Just once a month, we are lucky enough to have Mike Arturi from the Universal Music Center join us to talk a little bit about the music industry. And Mike, I really appreciate you taking time this morning, and we're going to be talking about courage to be creative. And it does really take a lot of courage to be creative, to put yourself out there. Do you have any tips on people that are, you know, trying to branch out a bit?
Absolutely. And good morning, Ava, and thank you, as always, for having me on. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, this is an interesting subject. Just recently, someone very close to me wrote a song, and I helped them put it together and record it. And it was really quite an experience to see the fulfillment they got out of seeing their idea turn into something real. And it made me think about, you know, the courage it took to do that. Creativity is a very personal thing, and, you know, it's a very private thing, and it could be really awkward to share, you know, what you think is creative with someone else, or even to put it out yourself down onto a piece of paper or something. It can be an awkward and possibly even embarrassing thing to do. But, you know, if you think about a child, you know, you give a child a blank piece of paper and a box of crayons, and, you know, the world is there for them. Or you put a child behind a piano or behind a drum set, and, you know, as they're, you know, plunking away or banging away on the drums, you look at their faces and they're, you know, they're completely engaged because they don't have these hang-ups that we have as adults. You know, they're not as inhibited, you know, by what people might think. You know, they're just going for it because it feels good. So, you know, my thought on that is just, If this is something that you want to try to do, you should just get over it and do it. You know, you ought to just go for it and put it down. And it only matters what you think. You don't have to try and write songs that you think are going to become hit records, or you don't have to write poetry that you know, that has to compare with a great poet or anything like that. It only needs to satisfy you. And once you get over that inhibition, a whole world opens up for you. You know, it's a form of escape. You know, it's therapeutic, and it's a great thing, and it helps you in other areas of your life as well. You know, you begin to think differently about things. You know, you have a more open mind. You can be a little bit more analytical, and then take the things that you're analyzing and put them together in different ways to solve different problems or approach different life situations. So that's why I believe that having courage to be creative is a very important thing, and people should try it.
Yeah, absolutely. Being creative makes you vulnerable. You're sharing your feelings with people, and that can be very scary. Definitely can understand that. But I truly believe that if you want to broaden your horizons, you have to get uncomfortable and push those limits. And if you put yourself out there, great things really can happen.
Yeah, and add to that, what is the worst that can happen? Nobody
bleeds.
You know, no one. You don't get fired. You know, it has zero negative impact. It can only do something good for you. You know, so it doesn't hurt physically. I mean, there's nothing scary, or there's nothing really bad that can happen by putting yourself out there in a creative way.
Right. And art really is beauty, that, you know, from the eye of the beholder. So if you can't please everybody, too, so don't take it too hard if you share it with your friend and they don't necessarily enjoy the song or the poetry that you wrote. As long as you like it and that it helps you to grow, I think it's a positive thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's not forget to focus on the process of it, you know, which is the important part. You know, the end result is fantastic, you know, and if you like it, that's great. You know, but what did you gain from having the courage to go through that process? You know, that's a very important aspect of it, too. So it's an important thing.
Well, I think Mike is dropping some serious knowledge on us this morning and telling us this Wednesday morning to just put yourself out there. I think it'll be a very positive thing for you and everybody else around you as well.
Absolutely. You know, I see it all the time with these students at Universal Music Center, young and old. You know, just the you know, I don't want to go as far as to say the life transformation and all that, you know, but it is kind of, you know, and just to see the, you know, the undeniable fulfillment and they feel different about themselves for trying and for doing this, you know, and it's always a commendable thing.
Well, whenever we talk to Mike Arturi, drummer from Love and Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center, it's always a positive note. And Mike, we're looking forward to talking with you again on Friday. We've got your minute with Mike, and then we'll be talking with you again in October. How does that sound?
It sounds fantastic, and I can't wait.
All right. That is Mike Arturi joining us here on Classic Hits K-Wing 106. Coming up, your weather and Red Rider.